A company using AI has just raised $65 million led by SoftBank, the famous software investor. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into who that is, what they're doing with the money, and what the implications for the industry are. So Tractable is the company that has just snapped up the $65 million, and they are a property damage appraisal company that uses AI to help assess property damage. So the way that this company works is that they're actually using computer vision to help with insurance operations. Of course, this big round of funding they've just done is their Series E, so they're a little bit further down the pipe as far as funding rounds go. And they had SoftBank's Vision Fund 2, which pitched into this. They also had Insight Partners and Georgian that pitched in. So this is a London-based company which processes a very impressive $7 billion in claims every single year. They have partnerships with insurance behemoths like Aviva, Geico, and Admirable. And they have established themselves really as a trailblazer in AI-powered damage assessment for cars and properties. So I think the freshly infused funds that they've just raised here are going to help to fuel its existing operations, while also really just catalyzing deeper forays into one of the largest markets, which is Japan. So I think that this is also going to really empower them to incorporate state-of-the-art AI advancements to broaden its scope from just insurance appraisals to repairs, maintenance, and sales of scanned items. So really kind of taking it in a whole other direction and to the next level. So the CEO and founder is Alex Daliak, and he shared his vision in an email interview recently to TechCrunch. And he said that the quote-unquote breakthroughs in generative visual AI will allow us to generate synthetic visual data that can accelerate the AI feedback loop. He also emphasized the potential for large language models, conversational AI, and multi-model AI in creating an expert AI that can essentially, you know, assess your car and home, but also converse and advise you on the best way to repair, protect, and sell your two most valuable assets, which is your car and home, right? So Daliak also highlighted the surge in property appraisals for natural disaster recovery in Japan, and he anticipated a 10x year-over-year volume growth in its automotive aftermarket vertical because of pandemic-induced labor and parts shortages. So the timeline, the timeliness of Tractable's diversification, I think, can't be overstated. The landscape has become way more competitive since it began. There's rivals like U of I, ProveStation, Raven, Claims Genius, Innovation Group, and many others offer a very similar kind of remote assessment tool. And so I think just 2 years ago, Tractable raised $60 million, and that brought its valuation all the way up to $1 billion. So, you know, that was a big number. And now in the second round, they barely were able to, you know, outraise that by about $5 million. And I think that really kind of shows where the market is at now. It's obviously much more competitive. You know, when you go to a whole nother round, when you go from all the way to the Series E, you would expect to have a significantly higher amount raised. Only being able to beat that by $5 million, I think, is indicative of the market overall. So I think, as you know, Daliak, he kind of remained coy about the current valuation. And he alluded to a push-pull dynamic due to the deceleration of late-stage growth rounds and also the acceleration of VC investments in AI. So he didn't really say what the valuation is. One can assume that if they're only raising $5 million more than the last round, the valuation probably hasn't gone up. And there is a possibility that the valuation actually went down since the last round. So I think that is something to consider when you're looking at, you know, these companies that are raising big rounds. SoftBank's position as a lead investor, I think, is significant considering its, you know, somewhat turbulent past investment. SoftBank has made some really big bets in the past, kind of as the whole software bubble was bursting after, you know, COVID. And so I think that the current move marks a comeback for the company in the VC arena. The investment director for SoftBank's investments advisor expressed her excitement to collaborate with Tractable's team, and she really underlined the immense potential for AI technology to disrupt various different sectors. So looking forward, I think the Japanese market, with its tech-savvy consumers, really robust insurance sector, and a pressing need for automation, appears to be ripe for Traceable's AI solution. I mean, time will tell if they're able to scale there as they're hoping. But I think the investment represents a really strong position for them. The startup has, you know, some strategic opportunities to deepen its foothold and navigates Japan's complex enterprise ecosystem through collaboration with SoftBank, right? SoftBank is based out of Japan. And so I think that this might be just a great play for them. Daliak hints at the essentially untapped potential of integrating Traceable's technology earlier into vehicles' life cycles. So not just in damage assessments after an accident, but he actually believes that Traceable's tech can expedite vehicle repair, production, and recycling while also providing valuable manufacturing feedback insights from the road. So I think despite being unprofitable currently, which is not a good sign for a company, right? This is not the time you want to be unprofitable. It makes it incredibly difficult to raise a round of funding, incredibly difficult to continue. And so I think despite that, Daliak remains optimistic about Tractable's journey towards profitability. He admitted that the VC-backed sector's ability to turn profitable is being tested amidst the current interest rate environment. But with SaaS margins, of their business being fairly robust, Traceable is nearly there on EBITDA break even, he said. So I think that this is definitely a positive sign for the company, the fact that they're close to EBITDA break even. But I think that this is important to, state that even a company that has raised $60 million in the last round, $65 million in this round, they're not profitable. And I think that probably counted against them in today's market when they're trying to do another raise. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if their valuation declined from their last raise. People are like, oh, they're being coy, not saying their valuation. Like, no one doesn't share their valuation if the valuation didn't jump up a ton, right? You'd be like, oh man, our company 10x'd its valuation. Don't you wish you got in on this round of funding? Maybe you can get in on the next one, right? Like, that's the narrative you'd be spinning if you saw something impressive. And perhaps even a small increase in valuation isn't very impressive because, investors are obviously looking for a 10 or 100x on their money. Although growth rounds are slightly different, but I think the fact that they're not talking about that is pretty indicative of the state of the company. And I mean, it's not just the company. It might be a great company, but the state of the industry overall. That being said, we've seen the ability for even very large companies like Facebook and Google and others to cut a lot of costs and see the profitability of their company increase quite substantially. Their stock, their stock market prices have gone up when they've made those moves. And so I think for a company like Tractable to not be doing that to achieve profitability is dangerous. Like, I'm not 100% sure what they're going for. I'm happy they were able to raise their latest round, but had they not been able to pull that off, obviously they would look very foolish not being able to achieve profitability post, a $60 million round of funding. So I think time will tell how they continue to play out, if they're able to achieve profitability, and if their new endeavors in Japan are as profitable and successful as they hope.